Welcome to Getting the Most Out of Your Website
with Kelly Zapurja.
Hello, and welcome to Getting the Most Out of Your Website. This week, we'll take a look at how to add your website to search engines and how to add a calendar to your site. One thing you'll most likely want to do after getting your website up on the internet is add it to search engines. This, however, can be complicated because of a couple factors. One is implementing meta tags. Meta tags are used by most search engines to gather information about your site so that the engine can add it. There's a bit of work in setting up meta tags, but it's worth the effort. There are two types of meta tags that you have to add to your site in order to successfully add them to search engines. One is for keywords, which are what visitors would type to find your site. And the other is for a description, which is sometimes displayed during a search engine summary. One engine that does this is at www.google, that's google.com. Here's an example of how to implement both meta tags. For this example, I'll use the meta tags from the Mortlach Fiddler's webpage, and unless otherwise noted, the following is all in uppercase characters. Less than, M-E-T-A, space, name, equals, quote, and this is on in all caps, description, end quote. Content equals, quote, the official site of the Mortlach Fiddlers, a non-profit community group from Mortlach, Saskatchewan, end quote, greater than. And I should mention that that text I read, the official site of the Mortlach Fiddlers, that does not have to be in uppercase. Now, for the keywords. Less than, M-E-T-A, space, name, equals, quote, keywords, end quote, content equals, quote, Mortlach Fiddlers, comma, Mortlach. And Mortlach Fiddlers are two words. End quote, greater than. One thing I like to do before adding a site to search engines is to analyze the meta tags in case there are any errors. There's a good tool you can use for this purpose at www.hookedonthe.net. That's www.hookedonthe.net. When you get to the site, click on the Meta Tag Analyzer link and enter the full address of your website, including the http://// string at the beginning. For instance, http://www.mysite.com/index.html. Now, how do you actually add your site to search engines? This can be difficult because in my experience with search engines, it isn't easy finding the page for adding a site. Fortunately, you can add your sites to search engines like AltaVista, MetaCrawler, etc. in a speech-friendly manner by going to Kathy's newsstand at www.kathyann.com. That's www.kathyann.com. One thing I've always been interested in is finding out how many people are visiting my websites. You can use a stats tracker that gives you real-time reports on when people are visiting your site, what time they visited it, where they last were before going to your site, etc. Or you can use something called a counter. Counters are used on websites to count the number of visitors to your site. The problem is that a lot of these counters are inaccessible because they're simply a graphical image. There are some text-based counters that use something called Perl scripting, that's P-E-R-L, but I've never tried them. I personally use the counter from www.thecounter.com, that's www.thecounter.com. While this calendar is graphical, it has an excellent feature. You can set it to email you a weekly summary of how many people visited your site during the previous week. Here are the addresses I've mentioned this week. To go to the meta tag analyzer, go to www.hookedonthe.net. For an easy way to add your site to search engines, go to www.kathyann.com. That's www.kathyann.com. To sign up for a free counter, go to www.thecounter.com. If you have any comments or suggestions about this series, please email me at kelly@acbradio.org. That's K-E-L-L-Y. @acbradio.org. Please let me know if there's anything you'd like me to cover in future editions of this series. For ACB Radio, I'm Kelly Saperja.